The clock is ticking on the FBI's investigation of sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. It could end as soon as today. And Republicans are reacting to President Trump's mocking of Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, at a rally last night.
Trump critic Jeff Flake, who'd said he'd vote for Kavanaugh before calling for that FBI investigation, called the remarks from the president last night appalling, but told CNN Today they wouldn't affect his vote. Maine Senator Susan Collins, undecided and a Trump critic, said this today.
The president's comments were just plain wrong.
And at the Atlantic Festival this morning, Trump and Kavanaugh supporter South Carolina's Lindsey Graham said this.
So President Trump went through a factual rendition that I didn't particularly like, and I would tell him, knock it off. You're not helping.
Knock it off. Well, in the midst of this latest uptick in the Kavanaugh story, a report from the New York Times alleging that President Trump is not the self-made billionaire he claims to be. His money came from inheritance, fraud, and tax dodging. Let's take this all up with our weekly strategist roundtable. On the Democratic side, Karine Jean-Pierre. Hi, Karine.
Hey, Robin.
And we also have the Republican strategist, John Brabender. John, welcome to you as well.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And John, I want to get right to it. The president and his son, and not just the president attacking Ford last night, but the president and his son, Don Jr., also repeating the words of conservative commentators like Rush Limbaugh, that this is actually a dangerous time for men. Don Trump Jr. said he's more worried for his sons than his daughters. Is this a new Republican strategy we're hearing? And if so, do you think it's a good one?
Well, let me attack this from a couple different angles. Mm-hmm. First of all, I do think that the president got a little bit caught up in the moment of a rally. And I think we got to be careful. I didn't take that he was mocking Professor Ford. I took that he was questioning some of the inconsistencies in her stories.
Oh, which
the tone of his voice.
Which a number of people did. Let me think. Second of all, there are elections coming up. And one of the things that we have found since last Thursday is what particularly some of the things the Senate Democrats did on the Judicial Committee has actually engaged and rallied and brought a lot of Republicans home. We know that the Democrats were engaged and together since the day Donald Trump got elected, but Republicans were soft going into the 2018 election. Mm-hmm. And frankly, what a lot of sitting on the side Republicans saw actually moved them to become much more engaged for this 20 election.
Like what? I'm curious.
Well, look, let's just take the Quinnipiac poll that came out that 49% of Americans, not Democrats, Republicans, but both, said that they thought that Kavanaugh was the victim of a political attack. We saw that, for example, we learned at that hearing almost a week ago that the Democrats somehow forgot to tell Professor Ford that this could have been done in closed doors out in California because we know they wanted the spectacle of the day and having 25 million people tune in like they did. Mm-hmm. We found out that that she wanted this kept confidential, yet somehow, some way that they had a letter that leaked out and only could have been leaked from them. And so I think, number one, a lot of people see that the Democrats are using her as a pawn. Second of all, we're now getting into the what I guess you would call silly season when yesterday all over the news was the breaking ice skate scandal that, you know, Kavanaugh actually threw a piece of ice at somebody back in his college days. And this was actually seen as important news. And
it wasn't a piece of ice. It was a glass filled with
glass
ice.
Of,
and
good,
it was a police call. Police were called.
Karine,
somebody got arrested.
Karine, I want to bring you into this conversation because Alice Stewart, a Republican strategist who we have on regularly, mm-hmm. put out a tweet today that I thought was instructive and mirrors sort of what John is saying here, that dumpster diving into Kavanaugh's background will backfire on Democrats. It's not about Ford and it's not about seeking the truth. It's about trashing his character. I mean, what about that? Do you think that will resonate with Republicans come the midterms?
John says
John's
it is.
Saying?
Yeah.
Well, here's where we are. Kavanaugh is the least popular Supreme Court nominee in history. And that was, we knew that before Dr. Ford came out more than 2 weeks ago. And that majority of Americans did not want him to serve on the Supreme Court. So you have a historically unpopular president nominating a historically unpopular Supreme Court nominee being pushed by a hugely unpopular Congress. So I don't see the political upside for voting for Kavanaugh. And sure, some of the Republicans Republicans, I'm not going to take that away from John, sure have come home. But it's a small and shrinking base. Women, I do believe that women will decide this election and young people. And I think that this nomination is going to be a political disaster for Republicans when it comes to women and young people.
And John, you're feeling that you're seeing the polling on your side. But I just want to ask you about something. You heard us all kind of like, oh, John, when you were talking about.
Yes, thank you for editorializing during my responses.
But I'm sure there was a chorus that we were echoing, on the other side of the dial, because you said the president was caught up in a rally. Let's listen to him speaking last night, mocking Ford's testimony.
How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know.
And John, here's Trump last Friday on Ford's testimony.
I thought her testimony was very compelling, and she looks like a very fine woman to me. Very fine woman.
Speak to that, John Brabender. Notion that is that a way a president should speak, A, and B, doesn't he know that people cut those two things together and you hear them?
Well, look, if we're going to go back to is Donald Trump going to start talking like the expectation we have for a president? I think we need to go back to watching the campaign, and he never did that as a campaign. He hasn't done that in 2 years as president. So let's take that expectation right off the table, and all of us agree Donald Trump is never going to act like a traditional president. Second of all, I do think that Donald Trump spends a lot of time watching news, listening to news, probably a lot of NPR. And, what we are hearing out there is this constant voice from the Democrats trying to run this incredible negative attack against Kavanaugh. And I think that, when we talk about he's unpopular, my God, it's the same reason that it was the most unpopular Republican and Democrat nominee for president in history. We now live in this culture where it's attack, attack, attack all the time. And so I do think the president was frustrated. I think he felt that he was not attacking Professor Ford personally, but pointing out questions about her sort of story, because everybody wants to talk about Brett Kavanaugh, but nobody is talking about that there was a report generated by Ms. Mitchell that said that there are a lot of inconsistencies and added there were holes in her story. And it's we all now say, okay, we got to believe the woman. And I understand that from a history standpoint. But tell me, which women are we supposed to believe? In this case, the accuser, the prosecutor, or somebody like Dianne Feinstein, who obviously somebody is not telling the truth about leaking documents.
Can I just say this, Robin and Peter, is that there was Gorsuch, and I was in the fight to stop Gorsuch. And he got through. Kamala Harris, Senator Harris, did something that was pretty amazing on Thursday, I thought, which was she put forth Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. And they basically have had the same trajectory. They both went to Georgetown Prep. They have kind of the same career trajectory. And the one difference was there was sexual allegations against Kavanaugh. Gorsuch made it through. We fought, but he still made it through. So I feel like this notion of like we are dumpster diving and doing all of these things to stop Kavanaugh, we're not the ones that came forward.
There's no dumpster.
We're not the ones who did that. That's on the Republican side.
That's not the perspective. What our true perspective is, okay, President Trump gets one pick. Now all of a sudden, a second pick comes along. And let's face it,
we knew Kennedy was going to retire. That was not a surprise.
But the goal right now is, can we delay until the vote count is possibly going to change after this election? And so,
but you guys have no moral ground to stand on. You have Mitch McConnell, who held a seat open for 14 months, who didn't give Merrick Garland a hearing. So to say that Democrats
are agreeing with me that the rules have changed.
I'm saying that you guys are being hypocrites. That's what I'm saying.
The Democrats held on to a letter that they had for weeks and decided not to delay.
The second thing,
by the way, is Senator Coons said, let's just do a one-week investigation. And it's like, okay, we'll go along with that, because a Democrat senator on the judiciary case said do it. Now we all agree to that. And all I'm hearing from the Democrats is, oh, my gosh, Where did this crazy idea of it should only be a week? That's, well, it came from
different,
one of you.
No, the
this
difference.
Is,
first of all,
let me just,
of all
let me,
we saw a bi- – oops, sorry.
Karine, I just want to jump in. Okay. I think it's this is good. This is worth listening to. It's a good debate. We're running a little bit out of time. I appreciate your passion on both sides. But I want to talk about the New York Times investigation that came out yesterday. Of course, the president ran saying that he was a self-made billionaire. This investigation is claiming that his fortune came from his father pretty much exclusively. There were tax questions, possible fraud involving his father's money. Trump says it's an old story and boring. John, your thoughts. Did anything about this strike you?
Well, first of all, again, the surprise that the president uses puffery and hyperbole to describe himself is certainly nothing new, and we can expect that in the future. But here's the key. If our economy was in the tank, and people were making the argument, oh my gosh, we voted for this guy based upon we thought he was this great business success story. He's a failure in that business, and now he's ruining the economy. But the truth of the matter is the economy is incredible. I mean, we have the Federal Reserve saying it's firing on all cylinders. We see wages going up. We see unemployment in Hispanic and African-American communities lowest
in history.
Karine,
you're going to hate this, but we're running out of time, and
I don't know why
it's Robin
relevant.
Peter, appreciate
anymore.
It. Yeah. Next time.
Yeah, John Brabender, the Republican strategist, Karine Jean-Pierre, the Democratic strategist. That is all we have time for, but there is always a next time. So thank you both so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Didn't get to NAFTA, didn't get to the midterms.